Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Time for Explained Well with Christelle this afternoon. Please school me on what a state of emergency around energy actually means.
No, fair enough. And let's start with whether we are there yet, because I think that's the first question. Yesterday, the president said that the government is considering declaring a state of disaster relating to load shedding. And so this is similar to what we saw under COVID, where a state of disaster was declared and they kept extending it. We're not there yet. That's the first thing to note. They have not yet done this. They first need to get the regulatory framework in place.
Die reëls.
Die reëls, ja. So wat gaan dit effectief beteken? Wat my by my tweede punt bring, in terme van wie is nie gelukkig oor hierdie moontlikheid nie. En daar's 'n hele paar mense. Een van hulle is sakelege, maar ook politieke partye soos die EFF en 'n klomp mense wat, ek dink julle kan raai wat se kritiek van as so iets wat nee.
We're just going to have a free-for-all,
yeah,
and then we're going to bypass all the laws that say you're not allowed to do stuff, and we're going to do stuff we're not supposed to do, because if you've got a big Turkish power ship company standing by to give you a 20-year contract for power ships, and the law says, no, you can't do that, then you declare a state of emergency, suspend the laws, and then bring in the power ships anyway. Am I being a conspiracy theorist?
Yes, nie a conspiracy theorist, nie, maar ek is so mal oor Christel wat sê, dit is wat die reëls is. En Christel, jy weet, Suid-Afrikaners is wonderlik met reëls, vir al die mense wat in die regering is, en ek gaan nie net sê, net die regerende partij nie, maar dalk net hulle. So, wat is die argument teen so iets? Because van wat ek luister, is dit, gaan dit ons net basis help?
So, the criticism is because we saw this during the COVID pandemic, tender corruption, what a state of disaster allows is for certain regulations to be fast-tracked, certain red tape to be dropped, and people are concerned that it's going to lead to exactly that, corruption. The flip side, if I play devil's advocate, so my third point, so why would we want this, is also for that we have less regulations. We can fast-track private procurement. We've got, for example, Not In My Name International, saying that then we can put a moratorium on certain things, including price hikes and then salary increases. People are saying that, remember under COVID-19, they had the disbursement of UIF and some financial compensation for the impact of the fact that it is a disaster. Could we potentially get money from government to offset the impact of load shedding?
I suppose that's a fair point. What confuses me is that if we're going to do these things to allow, you know, private generators to generate power faster, for example, or allow people with solar panels on their roofs or in their factories to put power back into the grid, why do we need a state of disaster to allow that? Why can't we just allow it? Hoekom?
Maar onthou, ons het in die week gepraat oor hoe lang het ons nou al vat om regulasies te laat verslap, om dit toe te laat.
Ja, en dan 'n ander ding, en Fikile Mbalula was verlede week, ek dink in die nuus, waar hy eintlik gesê het, hulle gaan seker maak dat besighede wat regtig onder die beerdkrag regime lei, 'n bietjie van 'n finansiële hupstoot gegee gaan word, om seker te maak dat daai besighede nog kan oopbly en so voort. Kan daai finansiële bystand nie na Eskom toe gaan nie, sodat daai besighede kan regtig aan die gang bly, because the lights are on. Like, why do we need now to have allowances and expenditure on trying to help people keep their businesses open? Just in the first place, use that money to keep the lights on.
I think that's fair. So the problem is the bill for keeping the lights on right now is so big. And I think my gut tells me the only reason we haven't seen this kind of declaration yet, hoekom het ons nog nie, soos jy sê, Rob, daai regulasies laat vaar nie, hoekom doen ons nie? Dit lyk nie goed nie. Dit lyk polities nie goed as jy moet gaan sê, hierdie is 'n ramp toestand nie. Ons het dit ten gronde bestuur en dis nou 'n ramp nie. Dit lyk nie goed nie. Ons is op pad na 'n verkiesing.
So it's all optics.
Ek sê nie dis alles optics nie, maar ek dink mens moet die politieke komponent in ag neem.
So wel as die ekonomiese en who's going to invest in a country that is in a state of disaster because we can't generate electricity.
Yeah. I'm going to sort of withhold my judgments. And if this happens, because as Christelle was at pains to point out, hasn't happened yet. Yeah. But if it does, let's see what the ideas and the rules and regulations look like. Yeah. I hope it's not going to be a way to get Turkish power ships off our coasts as fast as possible. I really don't, because, you know, everyone agrees it's a terrible idea. But if we can cut some of the regulations, if we can let mines and huge corporations with huge piles of solar put power back into the grid, if we can bring producers online faster, this might help. So, on sal sin. Dankie, Christel.
Bye-bye, thank you.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.